that in my first ever gig in Belgium, so that's where I have to start the story, 2002, and because I did a semester, an Erasmus semester in Belgium, and then I started comedy, did my first ever gig in English, because obviously that would be the language to gig in when you're abroad. And then I didn't really dare doing it in German before when I lived in Germany. So I thought, I'm abroad now. Nobody would find out. Let's do it. So then I started in English. And it worked out quite well. And then I did more and more gigs on the European circuit. And at one point I thought, you know, you have to go to London because that's the capital of comedy. Yeah. And now I wrote this book about, especially about the beginning of how I kind of like went through horrible times and horrible gigs in Britain in the beginning.
What was it about those early gigs that was horrible?
I mean, it's kind of rough in Britain anyway. That's what I like about it. So people drink a lot when they go to a comedy gig. They heckle a lot, so they interrupt, and it's quite wild. It's more like ancient Rome, really. You're a gladiator, which I obviously had to get used to in the beginning, and then I totally fell in love with it. I think it's great. It's also a matter of the format, really. So in Britain, when you do club gigs, which means you do 20 minutes in front of a lot of drunk people normally, then it has to be very jokey and very kind of like quick and almost like a machine gun, you know?
Lots of one-liners, yeah.
Lots of one-liners, and you have to get to the point, and it has to be like really funny, 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 funny. And when I gig in on the European circuit, for example, like in Brussels now or anywhere else, I get much more time also. I get like 45 minutes or so. And there's just a different rhythm to it. And I can talk about way more things. And I think it's a bit more interesting, too. It's not just jokes, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And obviously, in Germany, we don't have a sense of humor, so there's no jokes. Brussels is definitely one of my favorite places to gig because it's very international. It's the it's kind of like the perfect audience because you get people from all over the world and they have one thing in common. They are in a foreign place, you know? And that's a great starting point. The European situation and Brexit and all that kind of stuff. There's so much to talk about, right? And Trump. So I think it's just, it's people from all over the world sitting together talking about the world. And there you are. That's very entertaining.
Is now a good, rich time to be a comedian with the sort of observations you have then? Is this kind of the perfect time to be being funny?
You know what? I think it's the worst time for a comedian.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, we do have a lot of topics and things popping up, but I think because of the internet and social media and the kind of like extremely fast way of everybody interacting with each other, there's no need for comedians, you know, because you just have a good Twitter profile and you follow the right people and you will be laughing for hours, you know, and the same with Facebook, you know, so I feel like the internet overall is so funny that I sometimes feel it's really hard for us to outdo it, you know. But then again, we do live performances as comics, you know, which is always better than just reading out stuff in front of your computer, you know. But I feel the world has become a very funny place, so it's really hard to be even funnier than that. Most of the world leaders are funny people now,
yeah.
Obviously dealing with very kind of like important subjects, so it's not really that funny anymore. It's kind of sad, actually. But yeah, I mean, I think the world has turned into a very entertaining and crazy place. And maybe the job of a comedian is to kind of like put it in perspective again, you know. Maybe that's what we have to do on stage, and maybe tell people, "Come on, guys, it's not that bad, you know." And let's have a laugh.